6 minutes. That was Lovely Eggs, and that was Allergies, which is forthcoming on the 2PO label. Before that, Led Zeppelin and Immigrant Song. And so it's been a week of award ceremonies for us. Yesterday, or last night in London, myself and Hugh Stevens presented the AIM Awards, the inaugural AIM Awards. This is the new award ceremony celebrating the best in independent label music. And the night before that, the Student Radio Awards and emerging triumphant as Station of the Year for the second year running and becoming really the powerful, the dominant force at the Student Radio Awards over the last few years. URN, University Radio Nottingham, were victorious with Best Station of the Year and an array of other awards as well. And joining us on the line, station editor Robin Murphy. Hello, Robin.
Hi there. How do I follow that intro? That's incredible.
How did you see celebrate the most of the points?
Oh, well, with the night itself was just a fantastic celebration of what we'd done. It was a fantastic award ceremony.
Yeah.
Topped off, I have to say, by your DJ set.
Oh, that's very kind of you. it was short and to the point. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what is it, do you think? I mean, this is you won last year at the Gold for Best Radio Station, and won it before that a couple of years earlier as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've been looking at the stats today because everybody's asking us, and in fact, in the last 6 years, we've managed to do it 4 of those 6 years, and so this is the second in a row for us.
Mm.
And I mean, it's fantastic, but I think at the end of the day, what we set out to do with our presenters and with our shows, and there are a lot of them, we just kind of set out to have as much fun as we possibly can.
Mm.
And then it's the case of when you couple that with the commitment in student radio, which is just fantastic, the judges obviously appreciate it.
And do you think, though, that good presenters and people with experience who do well then become good teachers as well? Are you finding that people are passing on the tips of the trade down the line to new people as they join the station?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I mean, I'm in my fourth year now of URN, and in fact, the whole process is so crucial. And in fact, talking to a lot of stations, some of the stations that are kind of just emerging or just being created by people, the most important thing is that you have the kind of attitude that's in old members that does get passed down to new people.
Mm.
And in fact, I love training new members. It's such good fun because you just get to talk about what you enjoy doing, and they really benefit from it.
I had to ask this as well, because we obviously on occasions on a Friday, I think, you know, some people may be thinking, I don't really understand this world of student radio.
Yeah.
But if you've been in it for 4 years now, obviously the Student Radio Awards are the big showcase event, in a way, if you like, apart from the annual conference in the spring. But have you noticed the whole student radio network beginning to strengthen and move forward?
Yeah, I think I've been to, this is my third awards, in fact, and I think actually there's a lot of strength in student radio. But in fact, you picked up on it last night when you were talking about, on Wednesday, when you were talking about the awards. In fact, actually what I think I'm starting to see is that student radio is starting to kind of develop as its own separate thing from professional radio, which is such a good thing for us to hear, because the worst thing you can do is tell a presenter or a show you must sound like Steve Lamacq, or you must sound like somebody else. So what more than anything I've noticed, and in the entries that come through every week and in the stuff you hear on your show every week, is that student radio is starting to get its own voice and its own sound on its own, regardless of the professional stations out there.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, and that's what was most impressive from some of the entries which I was involved in judging this year. Yeah, it's independent now of everything else. I think there was a certain amount of mimicry, I think, if you go back 5-10 years ago, with people trying to do their versions of what was on mainstream radio. But now it's all about just, it's inventing and discovering your own way forward.
Being creative, and I guess it's kind of a question of, again, this is where it helps to have experienced people around at your station, is that you need to have the confidence to be creative. Otherwise, you're just going to say, well, I should be doing what Greg James or Scott Mills is doing, but which is fantastic. But in fact, just having a little bit of confidence to go, actually, I haven't got 12 bosses above me that are going to sack me if I get this wrong. And having a bit of a go at something that's creative or different, and okay, fine, 5 times out of 10, it might not work. But when it does work, and I think the judges appreciate this, listeners appreciate this, it can really work very well.
URN, by the way, if you'd like to have a listen to the award-winning URN, it broadcasts 7 days a week on campus and online. Your website address, Robin?
It is urn1350.net.
And here's a little taste.
On campus.
And online.
Online.
This
is
URN.
Yes, people. You're tuned into another episode of Reggae Radio. It's Wednesday night, it's 7 o'clock, and I'm your host, Ben Armstrong.
And I'm Ben Wadsworth, and we're going to be taking you through the finest reggae across the spectrum from the past 40 years.
This is URN.
Yeah, we're Chapel Club. The first one is called All the Eastern Girls.